Hachette Audio presents Billion Dollar Loser, the epic rise and spectacular fall of Adam Neumann and WeWork. Written by Reeves Wiedemann, read by Will Collier. Dedication for Mom and Dad. Either Adam will end up in jail, or he'll become a millionaire. Adam Neumann's high school driving instructor. Prologue. On the morning of April 12, 2019, Adam Neumann welcomed me into his office for one of the final interviews he would give as the co-founder and CEO of WeWork. Visitors to Adam's office over the years, as WeWork moved from one headquarters to another, were often struck by the fact that as his company got better at squeezing workers into ever smaller spaces, Neumann's personal office kept getting bigger and bigger. He no longer had the punching bag, the gong, or the bar that occupied his previous suite, but this version had a private bathroom with a sauna and a cold plunge tub. As we sat down at a round table so large it wouldn't fit inside many of the glass-walled cubicles for which WeWork had become known, Neumann apologized for the fact that his time was limited.
"It's hard in a short time to get to know someone," he told me, "and to authentically describe truth."
Neumann had been running late, as he often was, which gave me time to survey the main floor of WeWork's headquarters, a workday playland at the top of a six-story building in New York City. It was late morning, and a barista was serving a second helping of caffeine to WeWork employees and their smiling visitors, refugees from stale offices elsewhere in the city. A large foyer was filled with couches and low-slung lounge chairs upholstered in bright primary colors, foosball and bumper pool tables, and three flat-top arcade machines where pairs of employees were taking meetings. Beneath a kitchen canopy draped with hanging plants, several water coolers were stuffed with a rotating orchard of fruit, watermelon, pineapple, cantaloupe, and a dozen taps serving beer, cider, cold brew, seltzer, Merlot, Pinot Grigio, and kombuchas, plural. A placard helpfully explained to the company's fresh-faced workforce, where 30-year-olds felt like senior citizens, that tilting your glass while dispensing a beer would lead to a smoother pour. The kitchen was flanked on one side by a series of restaurant-style booths for casual meetings, and on the other by several long tables with no assigned seats. Each position had a sensor, allowing any WeWorker to digitally mark that territory as his or
sample complete. Ready to continue?